on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize U studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome into the program, everybody. Happy Monday. It is once indeed, time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105, brought to you by our friends over at Optimize U. So happy Monday to you. Lots to talk about. Racing right down the road. Big win for Christopher Bell. The number 20 car gets a victory. And, of course, a little bit of drama late. Carson Hocevar gets into it with Ryan Blaney, gets called a bad name. Not a bad name, but you know what? It's not NASCAR with a little bit of drama. So we'll get to talk about that as well as now we're two races deep. So we got points that matter. We got standings. We got all sorts of stuff. Lots to get to today. So sit back, relax. It ought to be a good one. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105 and brought to you by our friends at Optimize U alongside me as he is each and every Monday. And you know what? Gonna have to add the title of director to his list of roles or accomplishments because he's touching all the buttons on our on all the cameras that are now in studio. It is Sean Whitfield of Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, good evening. Happy to be here. Welcome everybody to another edition of the fastest hour in radio. You're right. It is, there's TV screens and monitors and computers. And yeah, I feel like I'm in Command Central right here where I'm sitting.
I got to tell you, this looks like one of those Wall Street shows where there's constantly like some sort of ticker going by and there's like, you know, this stock and that stock. There is so much going on behind me. It's giving me a headache. Like I can't watch it. Terry, our buddy, the fabulous Terry Baker, was in here earlier getting all this stuff set up, and we still got a few things to do. But now when we speak, the camera actually comes to you, and it'll record as you're actually talking. But I got to be honest with you, whatever this thing is over here, it just keeps flopping around. Like, this is, like, you know, could cause... you know, one of those action shows where there's lots of bright, like, could cause seizures if you watch that too close.
Well, yeah. Of course, you know, we've got six shows in the Whitfield Media Group. So not all of them are going to be on YouTube channels and video. But I think this show is probably going to have its own YouTube channel whenever we work all these tweaks out. As you can see, cameras are doing all this switching back and forth every time I talk or every time you talk. So anyway, but today we're only on radio. And of course, anybody out there listening, if you ever miss a episode or any portion of Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105, you can find us the very next day at your favorite podcast platform. All you have to do is search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. And you can listen to us anytime on demand. So, it's going to take us some getting used to Optimize U studio today.
Going to need to call our buddies over at Optimize U. And what is that exercise podcast you have?
The Chattanooga Fitness Download.
Going to have to get with those guys because there's nothing like seeing yourself really up close on camera that makes you think, "Ooh boy, I could stand to shed a few."
Yeah, I noticed makes you feel like you've aged some.
I definitely have that. My buddy called it Reed Richards, where you have like the he was a character in the Fantastic Four that like kind of has gray hair on the sides, the streaks. I kind of have that. But here's the thing. You look like your face kind of looks like a tomato right now. It's very red on the camera. You're not that red in real life.
I don't know why that is.
Did Mrs. Whitfield just call and tell you something exciting? I don't know. Look very flushed.
No, I haven't talked to her.
This is very earlier today. It's very exciting radio to talk about things, how things look in a medium where no one can actually see it. But that's the kind of journalist we are, Sean. Very informative and hard hitting. But anyway, eventually, this is going to be super cool. And all you guys out there that are like, you know what, I need a podcast. You know what, you do. you need to call Whitfield Media Group, and they can line that out for you. He can show you how to do a podcast. He can show you how to record it, and you and all your buddies can just record them and have everyone make fun
of
you.
But only serious inquiries, because there's people that oftentimes think, oh, I want a podcast, and think there's nothing to it. Trust me. I have been at this radio show business world 24 years now and been dealing with podcasts a number of years on top of that. It's not just as simple to say, hey, I want a podcast. Plus, it can get very, very costly. I could do a whole nother show on that topic, so we won't get into that. But
so content, basically all this stuff, it's content generation, right? Mm-hmm. If you're going to have a podcast, you need to have... You need to generate content. You need to have something.
Content.
You need to have something to talk about. You need to be entertaining in the way that you deliver said content. You need to have some sort of niche in whatever market it is you're going out there. You see it with influencers all the time, Sean. They run out of stuff to do or to talk about. And so it's like, well, let's do this. Well, let's see what happens if we hit this. Well, once you've hit everything, well, now let's go back and do it, but standing on our heads. I mean, like, you eventually kind of run out of ideas, right?
Well, everything you're saying, there's a lot of truth there, but usually where the problem comes in first is they have no money, and if they do have money, it's very little, and they have no sponsors.
Yeah.
And in order to have sponsors, you've got to have listeners.
It's like NASCAR, okay? You can show up to the track with a race car, but if you ain't got sponsors, mm-hmm. you're not going to race very long.
Yeah.
In fact, they might not even get out on the track.
And so that's where the challenge comes in. And of course, you need to have solid content. You need to have a track record in order to go out and earn the business of sponsors. So it's the old chicken and the egg kind of thing. So I enjoy working with businesses that want to have a podcast that they put on their business website and they use it as a form of marketing, because it's a totally different situation at that point. Plus, they have marketing budgets that are able, that allows them to be able to afford to dip their foot in the water of that game.
Sean Whitfield selling out to corporations and special interests. He don't want your everyday guy podcast. I never thought you'd be such a sellout.
I'm pretty busy, so. You know, I'm in high demand. You know how that goes.
How many podcasts are you on now? I mean, like, you're kind of the podcast guy. I mean, other than our buddy Clint that does 87 podcasts.
We have 5 radio shows in the Whitfield Media Group, and I co-host 4 of them. And then we have 1 standalone podcast, which all the radio shows are also in podcasts. But then we have 1 standalone podcast that you mentioned a moment ago, Chattanooga Fitness Download.
See, I feel like that they're all...
And it's a bodybuilding fitness podcast.
Now they're all podcasts, and 4 of them feature a radio show, as opposed to a radio show with a pod... Because it's just all podcasting now. That's all people care about. It's just kind of podcast. See, this, even though this has been a radio show, for how many years are we on now?
24 years.
24 years. Really, mm-hmm. even though we've been a radio show that long, really now we're a podcast that just happens to have a 24-year running radio show.
You know, they both work hand in hand, though. I love us being on Rock 105 and the fact that we're able to be on live radio. But if somebody misses this show in the 6 o'clock hour on Mondays, it's kind of like setting the old DVR. You can go back and listen. It's
old technology.
To your favorite show that maybe you had to get out of the truck at 6:20 because your wife's sitting there at the kitchen table waiting on you. Or you've got a girls' volleyball game, your daughter's playing volleyball, or whatever it may be, or you got church. The list goes on of responsibilities that people have. They can go back and listen to the rest of Racing Talk Radio on Tuesdays at their convenience, wherever they are. Of course, you can download the free Odyssey app here. Of course, Rock 105 is a part of Odyssey, so you can find us on the Odyssey app, and you can listen to us whenever you want. So that's the way we try to deliver.
So there you have it.
Yeah. So how was your weekend?
Oh, man, pretty good. Didn't do a whole lot. The girls got out and went to see, got a little culture, went to the theater and watched the production of Six, which is a musical based on the Six Wives of Henry VIII. And I thought that
many, I wasn't even familiar with that until
that
today.
That many wives. You know who needs to know about this show? Sean Whitfield.
I already know about that. I want nothing to do. I want nothing to do.
Did
with
they teach you about Henry VIII back in Chickamauga?
We touched on a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. So,
but yeah. I got study hall that day during that portion of.
So it's a pretty cool story. Not the story of Henry VIII. He had six wives, and he basically kept either killing them or finding a reason to get rid of them because he none of them would have a boy for him, and it's a whole story. But basically, this story is about those six ladies auditioning for a singing competition, and then they all band together and form a band. But it's a lot of, it's like very lighthearted, a lot of fun singing, apparently. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of all the rage on Broadway. Well, it was written by a Broadway student who was doing a paper on Henry VIII or something and started like making notes, and then it was like one of these bing bang boom, all of a sudden it's a musical and off and running. So it's kind of a cool story behind it. But Mrs. Orr and Evelyn loved it, and that's why I get to listen to the soundtrack on the way to school every morning now. So yay for me.
Hey, that's part of being a cool dad,
I guess. So
it's, you know, you got to be able to you got to be able to, you know, be diverse and willing to do it for the team.
When you would drive your little ones to school, did you ever like jam out to their music? It was like, I guess Miley Cyrus was probably cool.
Oh man, then. I was listening to a lot of Barney,
the Wiggles, or whatever.
Yeah, we used to listen to Barney a lot when they were small. Of course, that's been so long ago.
You had to have like a CD back then. My goodness.
You know, I think some of it was CD, and I drove a Chevrolet Suburban for a number of years, and they'd be watching it on the DVD player.
Oh, yeah, that's fancy.
So I would be hearing the Barney songs through DVD. So man, that was my other source.
I haven't even found out what you did this weekend. Where
you know, first break? I worked most of the weekend.
Now, what'd you really do?
Well, Mrs. Whitfield was in Florida visiting family, and so I got some work done around the house. Then I was over here at the office and studio on Saturday, a portion of Sunday. I watched plenty of NASCAR. Got the old Toyota Tundra, cleaned it up, you know, got it all looking shiny. And that was about it. I had a pretty full weekend. Really enjoyed, the weather today was much better, but I really enjoyed getting outside yesterday afternoon and getting some sunshine and a little warmer temperatures. Man, I am so sick of the cold weather.
I know. It's like you don't want to get too excited, but it feels like it may be breaking, but we'll see.
Yeah. All right. We want to thank all of you out there for joining us. We promise this is a NASCAR show. We've been talking NASCAR for 24 years here on Rock 105, and we thank you so much for being a part of today's broadcast. We come back, we're going to break down the NASCAR weekend at Atlanta, race number 2 of the NASCAR Cup Series schedule. We're going to talk all about it. We're going to talk about a driver that maybe some of you may be familiar with, but some of you may not be, that's stirring up a little trouble, which we need a little trouble be stirred up. We're going to talk about that and more as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit athomechattanooga.com or just search me online, Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shelliford Road and I-75.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Racing Talk Radio. Here on Rock 105, Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday at 6 o'clock, getting you up to speed on all the things you need to know to get you through the day, including, you know, NASCAR. Well, mostly about NASCAR. It's a NASCAR show. Who won the race? Where are we going next? What are the point standings? Next time you're at work, if you're not working from home, you can talk to someone at the water cooler and be like, hey, how about that Christopher Bell winning the Ambetter Health 400 from Atlanta? How about that Carson Hocevar, if I'm saying that correctly?
You are saying it correctly.
Getting called a moron by Ryan Blaney. What about all this stuff? What does that all mean? Well, you can listen here, and we'll break it all down for you each and every Monday at 6, getting ready to talk about Atlanta. But, Sean, we're only three races into the season? Or this coming Sunday will be the third race?
Yeah, this Sunday will be the third.
And we're already headed to the Circuit of Americas. We are going road course racing already in Austin, Texas. That is coming up this weekend. So get ready for the Circuit of Americas race, the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix, coming up this Sunday.
You know, that race began back in 2021, so it's been with us 4 years. And at first, I wasn't that crazy about the fact that it was becoming part of the circuit, but I think it's a nice addition. I'm glad that we have that as part of the schedule, and it's done well as far as attendance, and it's paid off good for NASCAR.
I think road courses are here to stay, and you know, once they started putting them in the Chase, it just shows you their importance. I just feel like, were we here that early last year?
Oh, you know,
I don't know.
I can't remember. The years run together.
That's true. What do they have to optimize you for that? We can't remember.
I think we were there that early in the season last
certainly
year.
Certainly seems, you know what, no one fact checks anymore. It certainly seems like we didn't go there until later on in the year. But so, you know, you start off in Daytona, then head to Atlanta, and then to Texas, and then I believe the West Coast swing coming up. But ought to be fun. Circuit of America is coming up this weekend.
Let's talk about a driver that maybe some out there have never heard of. A guy by the name of Carson Hocevar. He is a driver that you referred to a moment ago that was labeled or named Moron.
I like to call it Moron.
After yesterday's race, he certainly got things stirred up. He came close to winning that race, and he got the feathers rattled of several drivers. He was doing some aggressive driving, no question about it. He's a rookie driver as far as being with Spires Motorsports. He's a young up and comer. He's got a lot to learn. However, I was pretty pleased to see the competitiveness. We need somebody that stirs things up a little bit, but doesn't go too far over the edge to where, you know, it's obvious that, you know, whichever driver's out there sort of breaking the law, but pushing the envelope. the sport really doesn't have that right now. Would you not agree?
Yes, I would agree. Right, you know, I mean, other than public enemy number one, Kyle Busch, which let's face it, he's part of the old guard, and it's getting kind of old calling him the.
But even he has simmered down quite a bit,
and so you know Ross Chastain seemed to grab that mantle and is probably your resident bad boy. Carson Hocevar, you know, what I made of this situation, yes, he was aggressive, and yes, he's a rookie driver. So, you know, there should be, or some people think there should be some deference to some of the older drivers. However, mm-hmm. that being said, we know how important wins are, and he is a rookie. And honestly, Spire Motorsports, they don't compete at Atlanta Motor Speedway. So, if it's there for the taking, if you've put yourself in that situation to try to go for a win and to be aggressive at a place like Atlanta Motor Speedway, it's really tough to fault the guy. Now, is he going to have to live with some of that? Is he going to get probably a few lessons in the upcoming races and figure out, all right, maybe I do need to earn my place?
Yeah.
Possibly. But let's say he does win this race, Sean. Let's say his aggressive driving pays off. How big a deal is that for the 77 car? They would have essentially locked their way into the playoffs the second race of the year. That's unheard of. So, mm-hmm. You know what? Makes for some good drama. Gets Ryan Blaney upset. It'll be something to follow in the next few weeks. But I have a hard time faulting him too much. He's just out there driving, trying to make something happen. And I agree. That is something we need a little more of.
There was comments made by several drivers that there was a lot of close calls. He was out there trying to fill in holes that were too close.
Didn't need to be filled?
Yeah, that were too close to try to fill. And then he tried to do a lot of that in the first 230 laps.
And I agree with that. There's no need to rush into things.
Yeah, I can see it on the final five laps, final 10, or even the last lap. But to do that as early in the race as he was doing it, I think that's what got under the skin of several of the drivers that had conversations with him at the end. I would be willing to bet, this probably won't go public, but I'd be willing to bet NASCAR is going to call him over to the side and say, hey, listen, just going to give you a little words of caution here. That was some pretty aggressive driving. We don't want to have to get in the middle of this and police it. We will if we need to, but it's in your best interest not to have a lot of burnt bridges out there. Because if you do, you're going to find that some of these guys are going to put you in the wall. So just beware that race smart, race wise, but don't race stupid.
Yeah, there's a good chance in the coming weeks if someone gives him a little bump or something, NASCAR officials may look the other way mm-hmm. simply because it is a bit of a teaching lesson. However, think about it. If you're going to go aggressive and you're going to try, why not do it a little bit earlier in the year? When if you do wreck somebody, they can still get over it.
Yeah,
you don't do this in race 25 when everyone's trying to race their way into the playoffs at the very end. A second place finish for that race team at Atlanta still at your mile and a half to racetrack, that's still very impressive. So hopefully, lesson learned. Seems like a likable guy. We could use a little more aggressiveness in there. But yes, NASCAR. You know, I mean, the garage area has a way of kind of settling these things out.
Don't you think that NASCAR is a better sport when we've got some rivalry going on and we've got somebody that is ticking people off on the racetrack?
I do. I mean, I think it gives us something to talk about. And I think you do need to have, in every sport, you've got to have kind of public enemy number one. You've got to have it's funny, the Chiefs went from like the upstart team everybody's cheering for to they mm-hmm. win a bunch and now they're kind of the villains, you know. Travis Kelce, kind of the villain because he's dating Taylor Swift. People love Taylor Swift, but we're tired of seeing her at every football game. So, Kyle Busch, you know, one of the most talented drivers ever, but loves to run his mouth and or at least used to and get into trouble.
He used to.
You've got to have a most popular guy. You've got to have a hero and you kind of have to have a villain.
It's kind of like wrestling.
Exactly. You got to have a heel and you've got to have a hero. And right now, NASCAR.
We don't really have anybody.
NASCAR lacks for personality and they have for a while. Yes, we realize Chase Elliott is the most popular driver and he's got a what is he dating someone famous? I don't know. I can't remember. But
he's been seen with somebody famous.
He's the most famous driver now. But can we? I mean, here's the thing. We don't even know. You know, like he's. We don't even know if he's dating anyone famous. Mm-hmm. The personality is a little bit lacking, good and bad. And so I think these guys have been. In a lot of ways, it's good. They've been so drilled into them that, you know, you have a Jimmy Johnson press release. You say all the right things. You hit all the companies because that's what makes them happy. But at the same time, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, Tony Stewart would be considered just a terrible bad boy right now when, you know what, Tony was just kind of a guy that wasn't scared to say what it was. And mm-hmm. so was Dale Earnhardt Sr.
Kevin Harvick.
And so we are missing some of that. Now, that being said, yes, it will rear its head and we will get those guys. If it's Carson Hocevar, I don't know, but at least it was this week.
When Ross Chastain stepped into the sport and upset a few drivers and a few people, and he started down this path that Carson Hocevar is going down, it was good for the sport. It got more rivalry in there. It's good to have one or two drivers that when they introduce them at driver introductions, that they're getting a lot of boos. Denny Hamlin, he's gotten his fair share of boos and driver introductions.
Yeah, kind of got that later in life, yeah.
And so you want to make sure that you've got that because it adds to the entertainment of the sport. And let's face it, you want NASCAR to also be entertaining. If it's just drivers out there going in a circle and there's not a variety of things to add excitement, you're not going to be able to keep the attention of some NASCAR fans, especially to sit through that for 3 or 4 hours. So to have that is a good thing. It also, for those fans that want to be associated with a driver like that, it sells merchandise. It's also good. It could also be good for business. So, hopefully Carson will have some more of this, but maybe just, you know, go up to the line. Don't cross the line, but go up to the line to where you show that you're not going to be pushed around and you're out here to get a victory. And a lot of times, you know, these young guys will take the risk when the veterans won't.
Yeah, and at risk that almost paid off. So we'll see if this continues, but after Atlanta, got to say, hey, nice going, Carson Hocevar. The 77 comes in with a second-place finish, which doesn't happen typically for Spire Motorsports, especially at a mile-and-a-half track, Sean. Or perhaps this is the beginning of what we saw last year, just a lot more competitive racing at those mile-and-a-half tracks.
That's right. All right, Christopher Bell was the big winner at Hampton, Georgia yesterday at Atlanta Motor Speedway, the Ambetter Health 400, and it's no surprise to
started 32nd though. Dang.
Yeah. It's no surprise to see him winning a race. However, it is a surprise to see him winning at Atlanta because Ford and Chevrolet, especially Ford, was the class of the field yesterday. Toyota struggled all throughout the day. It did not look like Toyota had a chance at all of winning this race, but Christopher Bell got the win. It is his 10th victory in 182 NASCAR Cup Series races, his first victory and first top 10 of 2025. This is his first victory and fourth top 10 finish in 10 races at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Carson Hocevar, which we've been talking about, came in second, and this is his first top 10 finish in 3 races so far at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Kyle Larson came in third and posted his 5th top 10 finish in 15 races at Atlanta Motor Speedway. In 4th, we got Ryan Blaney. 5th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 6th, Denny Hamlin. 7th, Kyle Busch. 8th, Ross Chastain. 9th, Bubba Wallace. And 10th, John Hunter Nemechek.
Other drivers of note, Joey Logano with a 12th place finish. Austin Dillon, 16th. Go down the list a little bit. Tyler Reddick, 19th. Chase Elliott, 20th place driver in a race you know he would love to win right there in the home state of Georgia. SVG in 23rd, Alex Bowman 26th, William Byron in the 27th position. William obviously having a long week after the Daytona 500. Too much media. Couldn't focus, perhaps. Austin Cindric, 28th. Eric Jones, 31st. And then all the way down, bad run for Brad Keselowski, 39th place. Started in ninth, had a decent car, but I guess wrecking woes got to him. 39th place finish. Come on, Brad. We need to see you make the playoffs. You don't do that with the last place finishes.
There were 11 caution flags for 63 laps, and NASCAR had 50 lead changes yesterday.
Dang.
I think that is, it could, well, I was going to say it could be the most they've ever had at Atlanta Motor Speedway, but I'm not positive about that. But anyway, close competition all day, 50 lead changes. Looking here further in notes, it was a track record. So a track record for Atlanta Motor Speedway. Also, top finishers came from 9 different organizations. So it was very diversified as far as the drivers and teams that finished in the top 10. Ron Blaney and John Hunter Nemechek, they're the only two drivers to start the season with top 10 finishes in both races. Blaney was 7th in the Daytona 500 and, of course, 4th yesterday. Nemechek was 5th in the Daytona 500 and managed to round out the top 10. So good days for those two organizations. Losers of the day, as you mentioned, Brad Keselowski earlier. He finished 39th. The week before, he finished 26. So far, he's 33rd in points. Corey LaJoie, he finished in the back of the pack at the Daytona 500. He was didn't have a strong finish yesterday. Ended up in some wrecked cars. And then Daniel Suarez, another driver that did poorly, who won the race last year in a dramatic style. He was eliminated by a crash and finished 33rd. So those were the drivers that was glad to see Atlanta go away. But I tell you, see consistent three-wide racing? Man, I thought Atlanta put on a show.
I kept thinking to myself, watching it, we're getting the kind of racing that we asked for years.
Mm-hmm.
More competitive, a little more parity, a chance for, I mean, Carson Hocevar, yeah, he drove too aggressive, but at least his stuff could hang and he could actually race up front. For so long, a lot of these mile and a halves were which Hendrick or DeGibbs or Penske car gets out front and mm-hmm. gets clean air, and it's all over but the crying. The racing is so good right now.
Yeah,
we need some of those personalities. We need some of that fame to point the eyeballs at the screen because it's the product's really good.
Hey, we saw a little different identity in the broadcasting side of NASCAR this past weekend. We saw practice, and I think qualifying was also on Prime. So we saw Mike Joy, Kevin Harvick, and Clint Bowyer holding Prime. Microphones on Saturday as Amazon Prime was carrying that coverage. And then the CW continues on covering the Xfinity series. So a little different look in the media side this year.
Yeah, good for them. I did not see the coverage on Amazon, but I've got that.
I checked it out.
I've got Prime.
They you know, it was like watching Fox. It was no different, just different logos on the shirts, the jackets, and the microphones. So other than that, you couldn't tell the difference. All right, it is time for us to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get into the driver's standings of the NASCAR Cup Series, as well as a variety of news in the world of NASCAR and various other topics. We want to thank you again for joining us and making us a part of your day, broadcasting to you live from the Optimize U studio. More straight ahead for Casey Orr. I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com. chattanoogafitness.com. Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at silverdalebc.com.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up. As your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You, here on Rock 105, every Monday at 6, Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr. That's me, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and information you need to know. Big win from Christopher Bell, the number 20, and Joe Gibbs gets into victory lane. Christopher Bell winning, you know, we used to call it the first real race of the schedule, because Daytona 500, so much fun, but it's a restrictor plate track, completely different style of racing. The real meat of the schedule starts in week two, and Christopher Bell wins the first real meat of the schedule race. Down in Atlanta. And you know what? Weather actually ended up pretty good. The cars in cooler weather go a little faster, so that was good. And it showed out good on TV. Don't know what the attendance figures were. I think weather probably kept some people away because we didn't know if it was going to be super cold or rainy or at this time of year, perhaps snowy. But the TV product was fantastic. And now we turn our attentions towards the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix that is coming up this Sunday in Austin, Texas. Road course racing already. And that's coming up at COTA. That's what people call it, COTA. But it's Circuit of the Americas Raceway. It's in Austin, Texas.
You and I have had this conversation before. I can't recall if it was on air or off air. I get why NASCAR has put Atlanta as the second race of the schedule. But, boy, it would be such a big benefit for NASCAR fans here in the South and especially for Atlanta Motor Speedway if they moved it even a month later into the schedule. I think this time of the year, the weather – really has a pretty big effect on the attendance at Atlanta Motor Speedway. But I forgot the reasons why they have it second on the schedule. It's like a jigsaw puzzle for NASCAR trying to put the schedule together, and I get that. But it sure is not beneficial for the success and probably the profitability for the folks at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Yeah, and you know, Ed Clark, our old buddy that used to be president of Atlanta Motor Speedway forever, said the network, it was kind of a network decision. They don't have to drive their cars across country. They can just go to Atlanta and then to Texas and then, or at the time, wherever we're going next. But
yeah.
It does put Atlanta in a weird position because at that time of year, it may be sunny and 75, or it may be, I mean, we were a couple of days away from being freezing cold and perhaps rainy. So,
well,
I mean, it won't be long now that Sean, like the race will get put out for snow eventually. This is the way that this crazy, our crazy springs have been. But February in Atlanta, it's a crapshoot.
Well, here's the next question. If you didn't go to Atlanta on the second race of the season, where is the best place to go?
I mean, you've got to go somewhere where it's guaranteed to be warm. So stay in Florida and maybe go to Miami.
Would you go to Texas?
Texas would be a good one. You know, there's a chance it's going to be. But the West Coast.
Go on to Texas as your second race. Then hit Phoenix.
Go to Phoenix.
And then do the rest of the West, Vegas, the West Coast swing.
West Coast
swing. And then come back and hit Atlanta.
Hit Atlanta at the end. Yeah, listen, I'm all for that.
I think we just solved NASCAR's problem.
Get us the guys on the phone. We'll get that fixed. But yeah, I mean, NASCAR's kind of got the schedule is so weird. And I'm sure that, you know, I wonder if they put in AI now. They're like, hey, AI, schedule us. And then, you know, takes into account all the stuff.
I don't know. It's part of everything else,
but
it seems.
It is a logistical nightmare, and there's no good way to do it. But it is a bummer because the race that's closest to us kind of gets the shaft. But at least we get to go back later this year.
And then let's not forget that the networks have their say. Their say is a loud say. They have a very strong vote.
They're paying the bills.
Yes. Yeah, the way the schedule sorts out. So, yeah, there is. There's a lot. It's a big challenge that us as NASCAR fans, I'm sure, do not know the magnitude of what a big challenge it is. All right, let's get into the driver standings of the NASCAR Cup Series after the race at Atlanta. We got Ryan Blaney leading the point standings. He is 12 points ahead of second place William Byron. William Byron in second, Tyler Reddick in third, Austin Cindric in fourth, and Bubba Wallace rounds out the top five.
That's so crazy. We actually have standing, Sean.
But go ahead and say it. If the playoffs start today.
Kyle Larson, sixth spot. John Hunter Nemechek, seventh. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., eighth. Alex Bowman, ninth. Chase Elliott, tenth. Joey Logano, 11th. Followed by Christopher Bell, which he does have a race win now. Denny Hamlin, Michael McDowell, Carson Hocevar, and Chris Buescher rounds out the top 16. Sean Whitfield, if the playoffs were to start today, those are your top 16. Notable drivers outside the top 16. Ooh, Austin Dillon in 20th, Chastain in 21st, Kyle Busch in 23rd, Suarez 25th, Keselowski 33rd. That was just a bad look for him to finish so far down. But and Truex Jr., well, he's not even full-time anymore, but he's ahead of a couple guys. So there you have it, the standings of the NASCAR Cup Series.
Austin Dillon.
AD.
He is in 20th right now. We've been saying this for a while, but it is time for Austin to retire.
Okay, he's too young to retire.
No, he needs to retire, and he needs to go and help Papaw run RCR.
Listen, so, you know.
Or give that up to your brother, Ty.
Very unofficial, but you know how I like to read the old NASCAR tea leaves. But Whitney Dillon, Sean, has deleted her Instagram, or at least she did earlier this month.
Hmm.
And there were some posts about, there's a lot of chatter out there that, you know,
Soddy Daisy's very own
might be a little trouble on the home front. I don't know that to be true, and I don't spread rumors. But if we're looking at
if you're looking at a reason why, how do you know she did away with her Instagram?
Because you got to have sources, bro.
Hmm.
And the sources that I'm looking at say, yeah, she shut her down.
Did you get it from Reddit?
Possibly. Because that's the only source I have. I don't really follow all the wives and girlfriends of NASCAR.
Is she still going by Whitney Dillon?
Whitney Ward Dillon. Yes.
Okay.
I get. I mean, that's I don't know.
Yeah.
24 days ago, it could be back on. I don't have a. You know what? I don't have an Instagram, but it's start.
You don't have an Instagram?
I'm about to be suckered into it, which means the minute I join, it probably officially becomes uncool again.
Yeah.
Do you have an Instagram?
I do.
Are you Insta famous?
I don't get on Instagram very often, but you know, you're not part of the cool kids unless you have an Instagram.
Do you have a TikTok?
Wait a minute. I do, but I've never used it.
That's like saying I never inhaled, Mr. President, or whatever it was.
I've never posted anything.
Why would you download it and never use it? Like, you look at it? Is it just videos?
According to what I'm looking at here on Instagram, Whitney Dillon is still on Instagram.
Well, listen, I don't know. That's the word on the street, Sean. You know how I am about the word on the street.
Actually, they are on Instagram as Mr. and Mrs. Austin Dillon.
Oh my gosh. There's no, dude, when you start sharing socials, things are going downhill quickly.
Yeah. Of course, this one has not been used in a while because they haven't had a post since March of 2024.
Well, then it's probably not real. Because can't anybody, like, I could open one up with pictures of you and your wife and be like, Mr. and Mrs. Whitfield, and tell people to watch the wrong news channel or something.
What was your last question before I was distracted with Instagram?
I was going to say, so what do you do with TikTok? Do you just like the things?
Well, it was the thing that I kept hearing some friends of mine talking about, and they were having all these views and all that kind of stuff. And so I thought, okay, you know, I need to check out and see what the hot thing is right now. And the only way I could do it, if I remember right, it's been a while, is you had to sign up. It's kind of like, I understand, if you get on a dating app.
Chinese people got all your info.
Yeah, well, they do. I think it's kind of like a dating app. If you're going to get on and see what everybody's doing or see who's on a dating app, you've got to sign up and register. And I think that's the way it was with TikTok. And so that's how I ended up on it. But I have oftentimes thought about deleting the app off my phone, but then they still have my account.
Yeah, they would still whatever info put in there.
And at the time when I went on there and signed up, there wasn't all that information about that's been in the news media the last year or two.
So pretty soon, because of our fancy stuff that Terry's hooked up for us, we're going to be able to, we could post clips. And then like on our TikTok, right? We could have a show TikTok where we post clips and tell people to tune in.
Yeah.
Now,
we have the ability to do a lot of things once we figure it out.
This is going to be the toughest part. Number one, how do we do that? And number two, we're probably going to have to say something entertaining each and every show. That doesn't always get done.
Like, I thought it did.
We've
been at this over 20 years.
Yeah, you'd think we'd be better at it by now.
That's not what I was thinking. We've still remained on radio.
And we've got to, you know what? Got to do something for the algorithm. You know, we got to say like algorithmist words.
We're all about the algorithm.
Search engine optimization, you know, or say something about Dale Earnhardt's girlfriend or I don't know. Like, and then it picks up on that.
Well, between your stellar homework you're doing on Reddit that's way out of date, we're gonna hit all those goals.
We are flying. Yeah, I'm just saying. So, hey, just watch out. We're going to be, is trending a thing anymore? Because we'll be trending soon. Who knows?
You know, I don't know if trending is still a thing or not. I think it is.
You know, here's the thing, Sean. And we've got to, listen, makes me uncomfortable to even talk about, but we need to do this. We've been on this show for 24 years. That means we both aged 24 years while we do this show.
These video cameras are making me realize that.
When we started this show, I was kind of the voice of the young generation, okay? Mm-hmm. I can't be that anymore.
Oh, you've been away from that for a while.
And
now
we have, like, we have got to get a designated young person in here.
We got three more seats in here
that can explain TikTok and what all the, what's the Insta famous people are doing and what it all means. I mean, pretty soon, Sean, think about it. Who is the wily veteran in NASCAR right now? Who's the old guy?
That would probably be Kyle Busch or Denny Hamlin.
Yeah.
Probably Denny Hamlin.
Okay. We were both there when they started out as rookies. You know what? I'll say Kyle Busch was already driving in the sport when I started following. Maybe? In the five car?
For Hendrick?
You started about the same time Kyle Busch did, I think.
So,
because you joined me in this show in 05, I think.
So, yeah. So, I mean, that's, we've got a, I feel like we're aging out, you know?
I thought we had.
We are Mike Joy and DW right now, but we need, where's our Clint Boyer?
Oh, boy, you put it in perspective, don't you?
So, you know what? There you go. Go on our TikTok and submit your application.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it is time for us to take another break. When we come back, we'll touch on a bit of NASCAR news. We've got that and more straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hey, Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics, all related to your home.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalaford Road and I-75.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit HatcherFoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up. As your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Race and Talk Radio brought to you by our friends at Optimize You. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr here on Rock 105 each and every Monday at 6 o'clock. Getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info. Big win for Christopher Bell at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Big win for Toyota. Big win for Joe Gibbs. Sean, we now have two people basically guaranteed to make the playoffs at the end of the year. That would be William Byron and Christopher Bell. No shock to anybody, I wouldn't imagine, after two races, but it is two different winners, and the season rolls along. And this weekend, road course racing at the Circuit of America's coming up this Sunday, so be sure and tune in for that. A little turning left and right, or right and left in NASCAR, so it ought to be a good one. And then after that, well, we start our typical swing along the West Coast. So we'll head to Phoenix, then Vegas. Wait, then all the way back to Miami Homestead? My gosh. You know what? This whole making them go to Atlanta thing is starting to sound dumber each and every time we talk about it. Then Martinsville, Darlington, Bristol, Talladega. Oh, springtime is here, and NASCAR is too.
Let's get into a little bit of news in the world of NASCAR. As for anybody that's a regular listener of this program or been listening for a decade or two, you know that how I got into all this was with the fuel side of the business with Union 76 back in the 90s and early 2000s, and then was working with Sunoco in their first year in NASCAR. It's hard to believe that this year is going to be 20 years or well, ending the 20th year of the agreement between NASCAR and Sunoco, as Sunoco being the official fuel of NASCAR. There's already conversations going on between NASCAR and Sunoco, with Sunoco being the official fuel for the top three series of NASCAR. And NASCAR has already began conversations with some other oil companies. I think Sunoco has done well. They filled the position for after 76 had been the official fuel for over 50 years. We have never heard of there being any problems at any of the top three series races in the entire 20 years that Sunoco has been the official fuel, which if you don't hear any hear about any problems, then that means they're doing a good job. This is my gut feeling, knowing the industry and the business as well as I do. I think probably the strong contender that'll be taking a run at this and could possibly be successful is Shell. Shell has become a dominant player in the racing fuel business worldwide, not necessarily in the United States, but worldwide. Shell is a much bigger company. When Sunoco did the deal with NASCAR, Sunoco had a little bit more to offer, being Sunoco had 4,000 or 5,000 retail outlets where they sold regular Sunoco fuel. And so NASCAR was able to lean on Sunoco for some marketing through their location. Since then, in 2017, Sunoco has sold off a large portion of their retail outlets. So they don't have the footprint of the Sunoco sign being on the street in front of the consumer like they did back when. Shell has that strong presence. They have locations from coast to coast. That's another thing that Sunoco doesn't have. Sunoco is predominantly in the Northeast and some in the Southeast, but they have very little exposure on the West Coast or in the Midwest or even the Southwest. So we'll have to kind of see how that unfolds, but there's a possibility, in my opinion, that we could see Sunoco lose that deal with NASCAR.
You know, I always thought it was weird, Sean. When it comes to gas and branding, I think it used to be a bigger deal, but standards are so tight now that, I mean, I choose my gas station based on the how nice the gas station is attached to it. Like, I don't care if it's Shell or Sunoco or Pennzoil or...
It's not based on price?
But they're all pretty much the same price.
Well, it depends.
Let's face it, when gas is expensive now and you're thinking about driving a mile down the road to save 3 cents, well, 3 cents times 20 gallons, what'd you really save? I mean, it's negligent. I want to go to the place that's got the clean bathroom and the cheap soda or whatever.
You got to go to the bathroom that often? I never go to the bathroom when I'm getting fuel.
You don't go inside and grab you a soft drink and go?
No.
That's crazy. That's what everybody does.
I never go inside. I pay at the pump and I'm out of there.
And you don't go in and grab you a Coke or a coffee or something like that?
No, well, never.
You're in the minority. That's why they build those nice stations.
I couldn't even tell you the last time I did that.
You think Weigel survives?
So you're the guy that's allowing them to make all the money because you're going in the convenience store buying their high price stuff.
Me and everybody else that you know. You're literally the only person that doesn't go in there.
So that's
They've got protein drinks in there. You know that.
Yeah, like, but I always have my own. I buy that by the case.
Pre-mixed.
And have it delivered to my house.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Even my bad habit is Monster Energy, the Ultraviolet. I buy those by the case and have them shipped to my house. So I don't even have to go in a convenience store to get my Monster.
Have you seen that? They've got new flavors, Sean. You would blow your mind.
Yeah, but
they've got guava.
I already have
Hawaiian blue.
I already have a bad habit that I need to slow down. I need to be drinking more water.
Yeah, I was going to say
that's the healthy thing to do.
I drink a ton of water. It's just mixed with barley and some other
Yeah, but
grains.
What do you drink during the day?
I'm usually drinking water. I keep a water jug.
Yeah.
And then I may get a soft drink, but it's always a zero or something. But
interesting.
But yeah,
little market study.
I guess that's
KC
the whole point. It's like, I don't care. I mean, all the gas in my mind is going to be close to the same.
Yeah.
Because you don't have these one. It's not like Bob's Gas where you have no idea what you're putting in the tank. I'm going to stop at the one that looks like they've got a nice restroom and decent whatever inside.
That's interesting because I never go in the convenience store and I never go to the restroom.
Ask all your friends convenience store if they, and I guarantee
when I go to get gas,
everybody else goes in.
This was announced back in early January, but we haven't had the opportunity to speak about it yet. NASCAR has confirmed that the charter agreement limits for teams are three charters for 2025. Teams with four charters, for example, like Hendrick Motorsports and Joe Gibbs Racing, are grandfathered in and can continue to run four chartered cars. Those teams that operate with three charters can enter a fourth car in races and run it as an open team. So that's something new for 2025 related to the charters. Another piece of news is, have you heard that about Days of Thunder 2?
I have not.
Well, that's because it's not official yet. I was just seeing if you'd saw any of the fake stuff on social media. But Jeff Gordon has spoken out and has even had a conversation with Tom Cruise and the previous producers of Days of Thunder, trying to encourage them, and has said that Hendrick Motorsports would be happy to join forces and create Days of Thunder 2.
How mad will you be if they come out with Days of Thunder 2?
No, I'll be cool with it.
You're critical of all of those.
No, I used to be. That's only because I was, you know, on the inner workings of the sport.
You were too close. You couldn't see.
Yeah, there was some of that. That was years ago. I was like that. Talladega Nights, I acted a little ridiculous over back in 2006.
Yeah, you
or
were
7.
Mad that a John C. Riley, yeah, Will that, Ferrell movie wasn't that, accurate enough.
That was in 2007, but that was because, like I said, I had, and then there was, you know, oftentimes criticism and people making fun of the sport, and you know, I took it serious.
Yeah, but that's fair. You gotta have to admit that's pretty fair.
Yeah.
It's a fair, actually at work talking about that movie today. So it stands the test of time. A lot of parts of that.
Yeah. In Hendrick Motorsports, Rick Hendricks was played a small part in Days of Thunder. So hopefully we'll see it NASCAR back on the big screen sometime down the road. But in the meantime, we're going to be headed to Texas this weekend.
Denny Hamlin wins a road course race. Mark it down.
Denny Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin.
You know what? I'm going to pick old Tyler Reddick.
Tyler Reddick is not bad.
I'm going to say semi-teammate Tyler Reddick could be the guy that ends up in victory lane.
Regardless what happens, Sean Whitfield and I will be here next Monday to talk about it.
That's right. So if you don't get a chance to watch the race, or whether you do, you still need to lock it in right here, 6 p.m. on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 105, and join us for Racing Talk Radio. I want to thank all of you out there for joining us today. If you've missed any portion of today's broadcast, you can log on to racingtalkradio.com tomorrow, or go to your favorite podcast platform and search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.